Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Got lots of exercise over the weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What kind of exercise did you do?
Digging a water ditch for my main water supply to my house.
Oh, goodness. That's a mandatory exercise.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you just got to get in there and do it. My wife says I lost 5 pounds off my stomach and face.
So don't tell anybody, Brad, because everybody will be out there digging water ditches.
That's right. So I've got to run, so have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, Steve, did you send me an email or anything?
Yeah, I have not done that yet. I apologize.
Okay.
I haven't done anything.
No, that's okay. I was away for the weekend, and that's what I wasn't sure. Whether you did or not.
No, I haven't, so I apologize.
Yep. And I'm going to type up that thing about the chicken spices, so I'll think of that when I get home.
Okay, thank you. Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome. Got you too now. Bye.
Hey, Kathy.
Awesome. I'm listening. Is your ear
up there? Huh?
Is her earring up there?
This ear is, Grandma puts this in her ear, and then she can talk and hear at the same time on the phone.
Hello?
Betty has arrived.
Hello? Hello? Hi, this is Dottie. Who's this?
Hi, Dottie. It's Betty.
Oh, hi, Betty. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm watching the kiddies today, so.
Oh.
Haven't gone home since Saturday.
We'll be ready when it's time to get home to get into your routine again.
Oh, my goodness, I know. That's for sure. That's for sure. So how was your weekend?
Pardon me?
How was your weekend?
I'm not catching what you're saying there, Dottie.
No, how was the weekend? How was your weekend?
The weekend?
Yeah.
It was fine. A little busy, but fine.
Yeah.
And you?
It was good. Yeah. We went out to eat yesterday afternoon, and the place that we went to, they make their own veggie burgers. And it was good. I mean, when they brought it out, it actually looked like a huge hamburger. I thought they mistook my order.
Yeah.
It was good. Perfect.
That you can find places that have, you know, that they can make them like that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is, too, instead of putting, some kind of a special sauce, they put hummus in it. They had hummus.
Like a mayonnaise or a ketchup.
Yeah, on the menu, instead of using that, they used the hummus that they make.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't a vegan restaurant or anything. It wasn't it was just a nice restaurant.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic, though, that it's, you've got that, you can go to a regular restaurant and have that kind of an order.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of places now are starting to do that. You know, they're adding these different vegetarian meals. We've seen a lot of that out there. I mean, they had a vegetarian chili that we were almost going to get, but I figured I'd try the veggie burger.
Yeah.
The only thing that I shouldn't have was the sweet potato fries.
Oh, yes, I've had those too.
Those are awesome. But these here, I mean, places that I've gone, they've been cut so thin that basically all you're doing is tasting the fry. But, you know, the frying that they did it. But these here were huge. I mean, they were nice and thick. So you get into them, I mean, you could taste the potatoes, you know. They weren't little skimpy potatoes, you know.
Right, yes.
It was good.
Yeah, I haven't had it for a long time, so I haven't really looked at the ingredients on it, but there's a frozen product, I think it's of the sweet potato fries that you bake, and I think that brand is Alexia.
Uh-huh, yep.
And
the frozen department?
Pardon me?
Is it frozen?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, when I think about it, that probably wouldn't be bad, but like I said, I haven't looked at the ingredients, you know, what all is involved in it since it's still a processed.
It's supposed to be really easy to make. I mean, just cut them up and you could actually, put them out on cookie sheets and then just spray them a little bit or put a little bit of olive oil.
It should be just that simple.
Yeah. But do we take time to do that?
Yes.
I wonder if we can make them ahead and put them in the freezer. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, basically, that's what they do.
Yes, I'd assume so.
Yeah. Did you happen to listen to the call on Saturday? I didn't get a chance to.
No, I didn't either. Nope, I didn't get a chance to listen to that, and I missed the Monday night, last Monday night's call with Roger Drummer.
Oh, I know. He's going to be on. That time is just not good for me. 8 o'clock.
Right.
9 o'clock, it would be perfect, but 8 o'clock, is just, I'm just getting home for my classes.
Yeah.
I usually don't get home until 8:45 for my classes.
Right, yes.
Has arrived.
Sometimes it works for me and sometimes it doesn't, but, you know, last week it...
You know, yeah, it was funny because I don't know if anybody else is having this problem, but my hair, after I wash it, when I put my fingers through it, I've been getting not chunks of hair, but long pieces of hair coming out. So you know they're coming out from the root. And so I sent a message to Roger, and within 3 hours, responded, and he told me to increase the, because I told him I was a process and everything, and he suggested the green brine, because take a tablespoon in the morning and a tablespoon at night, and to do that for 4 to 6 weeks, and it's more green.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I've been doing that for about a week and a half now, so we'll see what happens at the end of this.
Yeah, make sure you let us know what goes on with it. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I thought maybe, my diet, I'm lacking something in my diet, you know.
Right.
I've been doing that for over 3 years, you know. So. My goodness, I think it's just the time of the year and stuff, but I don't know. It's never happened to me before, but as you get older, you get a lot of things happen that never happened before.
I've been having, my fingernails are beginning to flatten out.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. So, and it's like, I have no idea what that's coming from. It's got to be, you know, that my body's lacking in something.
Thanks, yeah. I wish there was something that you could, I wish there was some kind of a test. I wish there was a test that they can actually scope on your hair follicles to find out, you know, what your body's actually lacking.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that your hair follicles would would most likely be the place to tell the story, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be, yeah. Yeah. I wonder where everybody is. Where's Shad? She's not on the call.
She wasn't on.
She wasn't on. It was Friday.
She was on Friday?
No, I said she wasn't on Friday.
But I wasn't on Friday, so I have no idea. It's Thursday and Friday's calls.
Yeah. Usually by this time, we'll have
two people on. Is it just the two of you on?
Yes, as far as we know.
How are you?
Very good, and you?
Loretta.
Has arrived.
I guess now there are four of us.
I guess people are starting to come on.
Morning.
Morning, Loretta. Well, I found out when the Foxview things were starting, October 4th to the 14th, and November, I think it's the beginning of November. I just can't remember the date on that one.
So they are having two this year.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
I think in the fall they usually do anyway.
Thank you.
I talked to Cheryl and she said the class is half full. So
talk to who?
Cheryl. I can kind of play telephone cards with her. So
okay.
I got to get. I'm at my daughter's house today, so. I'm going to give her a call.
Just for those of you who are interested, today is a Dr. Oz to not be missed.
What did he talk about?
He started out with a cadaver on showing, well, and then he had the average person up on the truth tube. In the 1960s, the average weight was 140, I think he said. Then it went to 160, and he showed what it's going to be for our grandchildren, and I think it might have been like 180 or more. I don't remember what the figures were.
Wow.
He had a cadaver on and showed what obesity it does to the body. 10 years before you die, he took out the brain, and he showed how it had shrunk and how the crevices had gone deeper, which is dementia. Then he pulled out the heart with an enlarged heart and the liver cirrhosis, which is not coming from alcohol but from fat. And then he showed the omentum, his favorite. And this one was only 4 pounds, I think. And he said, so if you're 10 pounds overweight, this is 10 pounds of this. And then he showed what it does to the knee joints. Very enlightening. And he lose just 10 pounds.
Rebecca has arrived.
By at least. And if you will lose at least 10 pounds, back those 10 years. So, very enlightening show, it looks like.
Wow, wow. I know I'm not in the position of watching that today.
I started to watch, and I watched part of it last night, the one where he did last Tuesday with his colonoscopy. It was just really interesting watching.
What's that interesting?
Watching his face.
I know.
Watching his reaction to all this.
Oh, I know. But you know what, though, too? When he was, because I think he said something about the five things that you had to make
five
sure.
Numbers. I didn't watch the rest of it.
Well, one of the numbers as far as weight for women, he said they shouldn't be over 175.
Okay.
A blanket statement, and I'm like, wait a minute. 175, a person that's only 5'9", I'm 4'9", he probably couldn't really.
Well, and there are other numbers to take into account, I would imagine, including your waist size, including your BMI, you know.
Yeah, well, it was the BMI and
right.
The waist size and all
that. But I was shocked that he, number one, went for his scope alone and called his wife after they got, I don't know, he was dressed in a suit. Does that mean he went to work and he watched his own colonoscopy? Does that mean he went to work right afterwards? I don't know. He did have some know, some drugs.
Well, he has some kind of drugs, yeah.
Fentanyl would relax him. So, I don't know. I'm not sure I'd want to watch mine, but, yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had mine done about, well, I'm due to have one done now, but 10 years ago, and I actually started watching it. And you know, I fell asleep, you know. Before I woke up, they woke me up, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's over, you know. That's how, yeah, the test itself is not good for
separation. I originally thought he was sleeping.
Yeah.
And Loretta, have you made your appointment?
Huh?
Loretta?
Huh?
Where did she leave us when I started talking about colonoscopies?
did she go for one?
She has to make an appointment for one first.
Oh, yeah. I know why I do too, so.
She's never had one.
I know, and it depends on, you know, who your doctor is, too, what they give you, too. Because my husband, when he went for his, it wasn't, he didn't have as much lipid effect as I did.
As I mentioned last week, I think, I don't think they're using that anymore because it was having an effect on the kidneys too dramatic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
God. I mean, my daughter was living at home at the time, and she kept on coming up to say to me, "Did you have your drink? Did you have your drink?" So even if I wanted to skip the drink, I couldn't.
Well, it was interesting. He kept drinking his continuously. It looked like, maybe not, but that's what it looked like.
Yeah,
it seems,
but
to me, seems to me when I did mine, I did half at one time, you know.
Oh.
Within a couple of hours, maybe, and then the other half in the morning, I thought. He just did his continuously, it looked like.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But I'm sure, and interestingly, the gastro mentioned, and it's true, the results depend on what your gastroenterologist sees in there and
right.
How carefully he's looking.
Mm-hmm.
So you want somebody who does these all the time and knows what to look for and is slow enough and careful enough to find what he needs to find.
And you know what? One of the things that really kind of scared me is that they had on the news about people that were having mammograms, and the person that's reading them was saying that everybody was okay and they weren't. There's a lot that were not told that they did have something in their body, some kind of cancer.
Your test results are only as good as the person reading them in that situation.
Right.
Yeah, you know, or
exactly.
Doing them.
Exactly. Well, that's what they were saying, you know.
Sure.
The person that was reading them wasn't not reading them.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes, too, I think in order to qualify to do reading them and everything, doesn't seem like you need to go to school so much, but, you know, I don't know if you can get them online or what, but, I don't know, it's kind of scary.
Well, I'm certainly not prepared to do this call. Does anyone, I assume Shara's not on?
Yeah, where is Shara anyway?
I don't know.
Because I know, I think I told you we were going to go up there.
Yeah.
I know that Citrus Newsend is supposed to be, something I want to use.
Anyone have any questions or want something they want to talk about? You guys still on it? All of a sudden it got really quiet. Am I alone?
No, you're not alone.
Thanks, Betty. I was ready to hang up. I'm thinking I'm talking to myself, and you know how I love that.
Yes. I just got a new namesake. Yesterday,
oh.
I had a granddaughter born.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Rebecca.
Exciting. Everybody okay?
Yes, we're doing fine.
Great. Is this your daughter or your daughter-in-law?
Daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
My husband is having some problems. He has hemorrhoid problems, and I wasn't at home last night because I was up here by the baby, and he came just now and said, "I'm going to the doctor." So he getting it checked out. I don't know. He's kind of concerned about his kidneys. Pain shoots down his legs. So he went to the doctor to get it checked out.
Mm.
Now.
Well, hemorrhoids are from not enough water or fiber.
Yeah. I know. I understand that. I've been giving him quite a lot of things to get his bowels moving easier.
Is he on any kind of pain medication?
He is not, but he did take Tylenol a couple times just over this time now when he had so much pain against my wish, but what do you do?
Yeah. The big thing I have found since I've been using the chia seeds, it doesn't say that it's full of fiber, but it's certainly...
Loretta
has left the conference.
What's going on there for me?
What is it, Nancy?
The chia seeds.
Chia seeds. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, we've talked about them many times on the call because we started using them when we came back from Maine last year because the doctor up there, when he heard that Marty was going to have a hip replacement in the spring, recommended he have 4 tablespoons a day of chia seeds. And that's when we started using it when we came home. And I like the taste of it, although I've recently had a couple of friends taste it and they, I like the crunch. I like, you know, and it's full of omega. But it apparently has a fair number of whatever of fiber that it's definitely helping me.
And you get it from a health food store?
No, actually one of our grocery stores has it, and I have ordered it online, and I will...
Has arrived.
I'll check and see if there's a phone number. Does anybody know? I've been doing it from Vitacost. Anybody know if there's a phone number to call them? I bought it like 45 pounds about 6 weeks ago. And I just, you know, scoop it into the containers that I have. And I sprinkle it on my salads. I sprinkle it on cereal, fruit. You can put it in recipes. So, I like it.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. I'll see what the doctor says.
Have you heard of anything different?
With the chia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for me, it has certainly helped my elimination. Which
uh-huh.
is and that's not, you know, it's full of omegas. It has fiber, but not a ton. So I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if you can substitute that instead of taking, like, the fish oil and all of that.
I still take our omega, and I feel that, you know, anything extra is a plus. It certainly should help my skin, if nothing else.
Right. I know, I was telling Betty earlier on the call, I don't know if you heard about when I washed my hair, but I guess my hair, I mean, I actually didn't hear from it.
Has left the conference.
Which I never had before, and but it's not comfort here, but it's, you know, it's just more shedding than I've ever had before. And, anyways, I wrote to Dr. Roger Drummer, and he mentioned the green grass, and he said to take 2 tablespoons, 1 in the morning and 1 in the evening, so it's 4 to 6 weeks to help with the hair. You know, if you say something about the greens, you know, you need more greens and things like that, dark greens, and that's been suggested these green grass.
I do that anyway, and I try to remember to take it throughout the day also, because I think it's a teaspoon that I have in that I use for the jar. And I had a surprise this morning when I put a teaspoon under my tongue. There was something extra, and I thought, I don't think that, I mean, sometimes, you know, they'll put something in there that you're not supposed to eat. So I put my hand in to pull it out. There's a jade capsule in there.
No,
I have no idea how that got in there.
That's funny.
But I remember on, I forget whether it was Oz or the docs, to determine if you're losing too much hair. And I don't remember which one it was, but you grab at the base of at the skull between your two fingers an amount of hair and pull. And if you get enough hairs out that is bigger, that's more than you would fit into a straw, you're losing more hair. Otherwise, you're just losing the normal amount.
I see a lot of women now that have very thin hair.
Oh, it does. You hair grows as you get older.
I know, but more so, though. I've never seen so many women with thin hair. I mean, really, I mean, severely thin.
And certainly, it would happen where you least want it.
It's for what?
Where you least want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In the front.
Well,
it doesn't happen as much in the back, usually. At least initially, it happens in the front.
Yeah, but I mean, usually the men are the ones that need it. I've never seen women. I've never seen it. I just,
yeah.
I remember it's because of the chemicals that were sitting in our bodies or,
you know,
what
do you use to wash your hair?
You know what? I went to this store in the mall, and it's called Rush, R-U-S-H. And they make their own shampoos and all kinds of stuff, but there's nothing in them. It's made with, they're not amazing. I mean, there's different kinds of bars. It looks just like a soap bar, but it's round. And it has sea salt and something else in it. A couple of other things, but there's no additives. There's nothing added to it. It's all natural. Sea salt and seaweed and something else is in it. And it's in like a little round cake. And all you do is just push this through your hair just once, and it lathers up like crazy.
Oh.
And I was using that because, you know, there's no, after, you know, any residue left. You know, so that's what happens with shampoo. You know, that you're not pure. You know, you have all this residue, even in the cleaning piece and stuff, it doesn't come right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I tried that one too. I mean, my daughter's hair, who was very fine, you know, but it's a lot. It's filled with stuff. The hair was kind of like a mess. And anyway, she started using the product, and I can't believe how thick and beautiful her hair is.
Wow.
Yeah. And it lasts. Oh, my God. I mean, it lasts forever. Just kind of just, you know, rip it through. You know, it's like the toothpaste that, you know, that you have
deodorant
and stuff, you know,
the people use too much shampoo, all you really need is about the size of a quarter max for your whole head, and people just pour it on.
They do. And then it doesn't get much darker completely either.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. How was your weekend? Did you try any new recipes or anything?
Not me.
What are you doing?
Anybody have any questions or anything else they want to talk about?
No. What are you doing? Don't give them here.
No,
it's the water. Oh, no. I don't know. No,
Well, if nobody has anything else to talk about, I am going to hang. I will be back tomorrow and be better prepared. I wasn't expecting this today, so.
Well, I wouldn't have either. I would have had something over
there. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Talking to you guys.